Hiya, pals. Thank you so much for listening. Please take a moment to go give us a 5-star review over on Apple. We would greatly appreciate it, and it helps our podcast grow.
All right, first off, Wolf, I got to thank you, man. So this is only my second guest seat.
This is my first. Okay,
it is Sarah's first.
Oh, let's go. I'm excited. Hey, pals, and welcome to the show. I am, of course, the Wolf of Disney, and today, Wolfpack, I am joined by the lovely James and Sarah with an H from Mouse Ears and Magic. Sarah, James, first and foremost, thank you so much for coming to hang out with me here. I really, really appreciate the time, and most certainly understand that, you know, when not only when you're parents, but you run a podcast, you've got jobs, you've got all these things going on, taking some extra time to do another podcast is quite the commitment. So I really appreciate it. But please tell the Wolfpack where you are, what you do. And again, thank you for being here. Really appreciate it.
All right. First off, Wolf, I got to thank you, man. So this is only my second guest seat.
This is my first.
It is Sarah's first.
Oh, let's go. I'm excited.
So yeah, this is a big deal. And my first was on Mark's. So yeah, we're really excited about being here with you, and it just works out perfect because tomorrow schools are closed. Everything's closed right now because we're getting hit with this ice storm tonight. Yeah. So we don't have anything else to do, anyways.
Oh, that's perfect.
That's kind of rude. That's like saying, well, it's not like I have anything better to do.
No, I mean,
I don't take it that way. I
have things to do, man.
Well, welcome to the madness of our show.
I love it. I love it. So you're on Sunday nights. What time are you on? And tell us a little bit about the show.
So we live stream our shows. You can catch us on our YouTube or Facebook pages. We do it at 5 o'clock Eastern time every Sunday. That's 4 Central. Always have to think because we're in Central time.
That's right.
So it always messes me up. I've even scheduled a couple streams wrong at the wrong time. I scheduled them Eastern time wise when my computer set up for Central. So that was interesting.
Or when I ask, like, I'm like, okay, what time does adult game night start or family game night? Like back when we first started doing it. And he'd tell me like the wrong time. Like I'd say, oh, is it 7 o'clock or 7:30? He's like, no, it's 8:30. I'm like,
yeah, I didn't hear you the wrong time. I told you the wrong time zone. So
that's all.
And we release the podcast on all of the platforms on Monday morning. So
that's awesome.
We've got a couple of listeners who clearly work night shift. So I posted at about 11 o'clock Eastern time is when that's our awesome. Show up Sunday night. So
very cool. So how did the podcast sort of originate from? Where did this sort of specification start out that you wanted to start a podcast and where did that all sort of begin?
I'm going to let Sarah tell this one.
Ooh.
Okay. I'm not sure where he's going with this, but, I am not a podcast listener. I know that's weird, but I don't really listen to podcasts that much, mostly because I don't have a lot of time to. But Jay's always on the road and that's the best thing for him is to listen to podcasts. So he has this really big love for podcasts. He kept mentioning, oh, I want to start a podcast. Oh, I want to start a podcast. And I'm like, would you shut up and just do it already? I was like, I'm tired of hearing you constantly. Like, I want to do it. I want to do it. I want to do it. And then we bought all this equipment to do it. And still, it was like he kept dragging his feet. I'm like, get your butt in gear. Like, we're doing it this weekend. Let's go. Let's do this. And that's kind of how it got started as far as actual podcasts. But the Disney part is a little more personal, and Jay tells it best.
So, and Sarah hasn't even actually told her personal side yet. So I don't know if she's going to go there today.
That's okay.
But so with me, and you can find the full details. I say full details as best as I could say it on our show. It's episode 64 that I did recently. Yeah. So we lost our middle son when he was 6 weeks old to SIDS. And we were just in, you know, we were constantly battling. I mean, every day, just, you know.
We went into a tailspin pretty much.
Yeah. Trying to, you know, just work through the day and everything. And Jameson, our oldest son, God bless him. I honestly, I mean, you know, me and Sarah, we, you know, we helped each other as much as we could, but I don't think either one of us would have made it without that kid. Mm-hmm. And, I thought Sarah was about to say something. She looked at me, so, but,
I can't look at you.
No. You know, we ended up, I had been to Disney a couple of times as a kid. Sarah had never been, and we were at Bass Pro Shop, here in a town close to us.
I'll tell you from here. So this like timeshare thing years ago with Bass Pro. So he's like, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. It'd be a vacation. We've never taken a vacation. Let's do it. So we signed up to do it. And for whatever reason, we were on the phone with them. Mm-hmm. And they said, hey, you could upgrade.
Yeah, so we could pay like $600 more,
and
instead of getting a 3-day, 2-night stay in a Super 8 hotel and then have to do their little pitch, we got the full week in their resort, and it came with 2-day park hoppers to Disney.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I was like, well, heck, I've always wanted to go. Let's just do it. Cause I never went as a kid, you know, because I'm part of a really big family. I have 3 siblings, and it was just one of those financially never going to happen for us growing up. And my parents are not Disney people at all. Like, I always grew up with the VHSs and stuff. Like, every new Disney movie that came out, my mom would get for us and everything. But as far as anything else, that was a no. Like, my parents were not Disney people. Yeah. And it was one of those, like, it was on my bucket list. I wanted to go someday. And I always wanted to give my children that opportunity.
And so at this time, our youngest, Phoenix, he
wasn't even a year old. He was like,
no, he was almost 2.
Are you sure?
Yes, because he was trying to walk. He had turned a year that previous November, and we had went in March.
Yeah, so he was like a little over a year.
Yeah. And it was one of those things where he's like, you know, he's really young. He's trying to learn how to walk. He doesn't do strollers. So
and I don't do crowds like at all. I have intense claustrophobia and anxiety. I just don't do crowds. So I didn't think I could handle a baby
scale.
Yeah. And a toddler at the same time. I was kind of like, that's going to be too much.
And we felt like we kind of owed it to Jameson. Mm-hmm. Because
he'd been through a lot
in his short little life, you know. From losing his brother to moving multiple times.
He moved a lot.
You know, he had been through a lot and, you know, never complained, just was always there.
Oh, he complained all right. You just didn't hear it.
Yeah. You know, so we felt like we owed it to him, and it'd be good for him to just have that alone time with mommy and daddy.
Not only that, but like, I know this is going to sound absolutely off the wall, but we were having, like, he was going through a lot of personal, like, how would you say it? Like, anxiety type?
Yeah, he was having some struggles.
And it was to the point where he would not potty train.
Yeah.
At all. Like, he literally was about to start K4 and would not go to the bathroom in the potty. Mm. It was like one of those, The best way I could describe it is he couldn't control a lot of things in his life, and that's the one thing he knew he had control of.
Yeah.
And we were struggling with it, and we thought maybe some time just with mommy and daddy, focusing on him and doing something fun would, like, help him. Mm-hmm. And it did. It was so bizarre. Like, we came home from Disney, and he potty trained himself while we were at Disney.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't have a little accent, no, anything. He was, it's like a switch flip for him.
Yeah. And so.
So if you're needing to potty train your kid. Right. Yeah. It's expensive, but worth it. Yeah.
There you go. But getting back to, you know, my story is, you know, the night we were at Magic Kingdom, we got something from, was it the ice cream parlor? Get a little snack. We were sitting there in the grass in the quad. Nobody's around us. You know, there was one family in the grass with us.
And they had a little girl about the same age as Jameson.
Right.
And, you know, I'm one of those preppers. So I had done a lot of, like, YouTube videos and stuff.
Target dollar spot, trying
to find, you know, like, glow sticks and bubbles and little knickknacks like that to bring with it. Because I kept hearing, that's the best thing to do. That's the best thing to do. And so I was, like, passing out glow sticks like it was a carnival or something. They were just playing. It was really fun.
And it was just something about, you know, it almost sounds cliche now, but something during Happily Ever After just kind of triggered. This huge weight lifted. And then started doing research. You know, I was sucked in. I started doing research, and there's a lot of things about Walt that I really related to, things that he went through and all. What are you looking at me like that for?
I was going to tell you, one of my students today, his name was Elias.
Oh, nice.
I always told him about, like, the whole
that he's thing. Named after our dog.
I was not going to tell him anything about our dog because that would just be mean. But, you know, like the story of the name Elias.
I mean, you know, that's pretty much mine. As much as I'm going to go into it here, you know, and you can check it out on 64.
Yeah, no, and I think for me, that was one of my first sort of introductions into your show. And I was crying tears with you during that show. I absolutely could, you know, sort of feel your pain. And I could also just feel the weight lifted, you know, as well. So it was a great episode. It was well said, and a true just sort of testament to me as, like, the type of people that I was listening to. Like, you guys are just some good folks, and that's, you know, really what this whole community that we've sort of been able to become a part of is all about. And it makes it a lot of fun that, you know, we can share stuff like that. We can talk, and we can sort of, what do they call it? Get real with one another and sort of have conversations like that. And I know that I've had a couple now with both of you, and you've been nothing but kind and gracious. And I really appreciate that. And we don't necessarily get too sappy on this show, but, no, I do appreciate that for sure.
I just read good job, James.
No. It's all good. I'm curious, so obviously yesterday was Valentine's Day, or 2 days ago. What is y'all's love story? And you know, obviously Disney has some importance, but how did the two of you meet? How did that all become what it is?
So Disney, you know, Disney just recently, you know, in the last few years became part of our life, and we've been married, it'll be 9 years in July.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
I never thought we'd make it this long.
But we're just going to keep the story nice and simple.
Sure.
The short version is we never dated.
Ooh, okay.
So, and we met, I was on crutches, and she was, my waitress at Buffalo Wild Wings.
I have the funniest story about that. So I know we've talked about this before.
This is getting, like, way beyond the Disney bubble. What's happening?
That's okay. This is fun.
This is a funny story for everybody to enjoy. All right. So We met in Florence, Alabama, and I am one of the servers that opened the Buffalo Wild Wings there. So we were there from like before the doors even opened and people were allowed in and everything. So I'm working one night and I went into my shift and like 30 minutes into my serving shift, my pants split up the back.
Whoa,
like,
I hadn't heard this.
I'm talking about butt cracking all like just split. So I literally was like, hey, boss man, I need to run right next door to TJ Maxx and get some pants. I'll be right back. So I literally like turned my apron around backwards, went like a couple of stores over, and like the only black pants I could find were like four sizes too big. Like they were massive. They were so massive. Luckily, I had a belt on. So I was like, you know what? Sacrifices had to be made. You know, I got to work. I need some money. So I bought these massive like clown pants and I went back to work, and not 2 or 3 hours later, in walks my ex-boyfriend.
I want to go all crazy on him.
And his roommate.
Oh. Enter Sandman. Here he is.
Yes. So, like, it was so embarrassing. I was like, you know, whatever. And they're sitting in my section. And I didn't see them walk in or anything. I'm just come out the serving doors. And all of a sudden, I'm like, whoa. Well, hello. And there's this like group of dudes in my section, and they were crazy.
Yeah.
They were wild.
That's too funny.
Yeah.
And the rest is history, as they say, right?
Sort of. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. That's awesome.
She was, because, you know, I was going to school up there. So, yeah. And so my family was still down here in Central Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
He was coming to my house to meet my family, and I was like, so are we like dating? Like, what's our deal here? Like, we didn't even have anything, and she was coming to meet the family.
Yeah, like we just started hanging out, and at first it was a little like weird. Mm-hmm. But we just started hanging out. We had a really good I think we built our relationship on a friendship.
I busted out of the friend zone.
Yeah. The friend zone. So like we were really good friends, and my ex was like, you know, he's a really good guy. I think you should, you know, I think y'all should, you know, hang out or whatever. I'm like, this is whatever. So we were hanging out, and then I had just got an apartment with this friend of mine.
All of this is getting edited out.
Probably. I got an apartment with a friend, and before we even officially moved in, she bailed on me. So Jay literally became my roommate
overnight.
Because I couldn't do it on my own, and because I mean it was kind of an expensive rent, and he didn't have a lease anymore. So
yeah, I was on a month-to-month lease. So
yeah, so, sort of worked out.
So he moved in with me, and we became roommates, and.
So anytime she fusses about how I live, how I'm so messy and everything, she knew before we even dated.
Oh, I would be like, look, dude, why am I doing all of our laundry? Like, this is ridiculous. Our table in our apartment was actually an official beer pong table.
There you go. That sounds about right.
We were straight college kids. Our living room furniture was
lawn furniture. And an Avalon.
There you go.
Like we started from the bottom of the bottom.
And now we're here.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. I do also want to just take a moment because you invited our team over to your 12-hour live stream that you did. And that wasn't too long ago, but what was the obviously I know, but I'd love for the Wolfpack to know a little bit, like what was some of the planning? What were some of the logistics that had to go into that? It was all for the cast member pantry. Just speak a little bit about that. I know you had a big, you know, guest appearance there towards the end, but how important was that to you guys?
So, well, the planning, where did it start? That was me going, hey, you know,
that was him calling me at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
I had this idea at like 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. While I was at work.
There you go.
And I was like, hey, honey, how mad would you be if I did a 12-hour long stream? Like, what? I was like, look, you don't have to be on there the whole time. Like, I'm thinking about getting podcasters together and, you know, people have a 1-hour segment and let's just kind of, you know, try to raise some money for the cast member pantry. They're doing incredible things. They've, you know, at this time they just extended out to California as well.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things before we even did the stream, I was receiving messages from cast members mm-hmm. saying, you have no idea how much this means. Like, this is what they're doing for us. This is, you know, and one of them was, you know, from a cast member out in Disneyland. Wow. She had been with the company for 25 years. Her husband had been with them for 30.
Wow.
And, you know, they were furloughed right now and they just, you know, the day before had gotten their first order of groceries from the cast member pantry. Mm. And, you know, so
I think that the cast themselves really have a place in our heart because we know it is a job and we know they get paid for it, but they put so much of themselves like out there for people and they put so much of their emotions and feelings and heart into what they do. And it, like, being a cast member at Disney is not like a typical job. Yeah. I mean, it takes everything of you to be able to bring the magic like they do.
Yeah.
A very special person.
Yeah. I mean, and a prime example is the lifeguard at Caribbean Beach when we went in September.
He was a talker.
No, not him. The girl. You know, from the very beginning, she was amazing with the boys. Jameson especially. He was nervous about the big water slide. And she was very encouraging to him. But
they didn't scream at me for accidentally breaking the rules twice.
Right. but they there was a storm that had rolled in, so they closed the pool. Yep. And Jameson had just went down the water slide for the first time. Finally got up the nerve to do it. Loved it. Was going back up. They closed the pool. She, both of the boys were just completely torn up, you know, throwing a fit. So just sad about it.
Yeah.
And he was amazing with them and got them calmed down and everything. Well, then 20 minutes later, and Sarah's working on homework.
Yeah, I was on the like patio area.
And Phoenix, they were chasing each other around. I don't know exactly what happened. Phoenix,
this is
busted,
the blood.
Yes, Phoenix busted his lip open.
Oh, and no.
It was really bad.
And, you know, I was trying to hold him. Lifeguards were trying to help me. You know, I was like, I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know if he lost a tooth. I don't, you know.
And this is one of those situations where I'm sitting there working on lesson plans and stuff for my college classes. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those parent moments. Like, are they talking about my kid?
Because
the lifeguards are talking about it. That, like, there's 3 or 4 lifeguards on the patio with me. And they're talking about this little boy and how sad it was. And, oh, he had busted his mouth. And the way she described how Phoenix had reacted, like, she didn't use a name or anything. But the way she described how the little boy reacted, I was pretty sure that was my kid.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute. Are you talking about my kid? What happened? And I go over there and it's my kid.
Well, and before that happened, this lady that had been so great with the boys the whole time was like, you know, I know what's going to help. Cause they tried to get him to put some ice on it. Wouldn't do it. She's like, I want to get the Mickey ice cream bar. She runs to the cafeteria there. They don't have any.
Oh no.
She runs to the Riviera and gets 2 of them and brings them back for, you know, 1 for each of the boys.
And that's something they do make a really big point of. Like, if there's siblings, they're not just going to get 1 sibling something. They're going to make sure that everybody's happy.
Yeah. So that was, you know, it was stories like that that just stuck out to us. And I'm like, people all over have stories like this.
Right.
Why don't we come together? Let's tell these stories. Let's talk about how cast members have affected us and let's raise some money. And 12 hours was, I was struggling because I'd worked the night before, you know.
Right. I'm not going to lie. I was like taking little mini breaks every like hour. So I'm taking like a little 15-30 minute nap. I'm like, catch me on the flip side. Bye. And,
we just got to learn a lot about each other during that 12 hour stream. It was a lot of fun.
And the Disney bunch was born.
Then we had the Disney bunch was born accidentally.
That's right.
We played a game where we brought almost everybody back in.
Yeah.
And played a good game of Would You Rather and One Must Go, and it was a hit. So now we're doing that the first Sunday of every month.
That's right.
On the panel. So, and then and you talked about the special guest. Mark Daniel jumped in at in that final hour. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Because I had hit that like punch drunk.
Slurring
your words.
I was I could tell I was slurring my words, but I was like, no, I'm making it 12 hours. I'm going to make it 12 hours. And Brian Ferguson, he's on the stream with me, and he's like, look at the comments. I'm working my way through the comments because I got behind on those, and I got down there, and Mark Daniel's fiance had said, send us the link.
Yeah.
So link, and Mark hopped on there with us, which
was so cool.
That was the lifesaver.
Yeah. It sort of rejuvenated you a little bit. You could tell. It was an exciting moment for sure.
Yeah.
So no, that's awesome. I had a great time on that. I thought it was a lot of fun. I love the cast members for everything that they stand for, everything that they do. And you hit the nail right on the head. I think, it is a job. They obviously get paid to do it, but so much of our experience, so much of our time, so much of our, the reason why we enjoy going back is because of the cast members. So I definitely wholeheartedly agree and loved being a part of that for sure. The next question that I sort of have for you guys is sort of just a generic one, but what have y'all been watching lately? Like WandaVision is obviously like the number one television show right now, but what else is out there that you're enjoying, that you're watching? This Is Us right now is one of my favorites, and The Blacklist. I'm watching those two shows.
Oh, she likes that sappy stuff.
I'm still trying to figure out what WandaVision is.
What
is this WandaVision?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry.
We've always been NCIS fans.
Oh, there you go.
Nice. We finally got a new season of that coming out. So keeping up with that. Other than that, I mean, it's pretty much WandaVision.
There you go.
Nice. NCIS, WandaVision, a little Criminal Minds.
I tried, Mark Valentine, I tried to watch Bridgerton on your birthday for you.
Yeah.
It didn't fly.
I did binge Bridgerton like way back. And I mean, it's good. It's really good. It's not like...
I'm not going to say my thoughts on it on here.
Oh, wow.
Oh goodness. Well, let's get into a couple things that I'd love to get sort of your opinion on. And I've been asking most of our guests about this is Disney's getting rid of a couple things. It's something that we're pretty familiar with. The first one being the Magical Express. It's going to cease to exist. It's not going to be in use anymore. And then the last one is they're changing the extra magic hour to the extra half hour. So I'm curious, James, Sarah, what are sort of your thoughts on that? What's good, bad, in between? What are your thoughts?
I mean, as far as the Magical Express, I don't think that's the best decision. But there's so many options these days that you're gonna be fine one way or the other.
Yeah.
And I do not like the idea of changing it from an hour or hours to a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, the parks are big. And by the very end of the day, you're winding down anyways. You're not going to be going fast anywhere. So you're probably not going to be able to do anything, really.
Yeah.
So here's my thought, and Wolf, we kind of talked about this pre-show.
Yeah.
Staying on property at Disney is not cheap.
No.
It's always been the added benefits that were kind of that, you know, that kind of push that we needed, right? Whether it be the dining plan, you get fast pass reservations 60 days out instead of 30 days out. You've got Magical Express. You've got the extra park hours. And right now.
Now they're cutting everything out.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you look at it, right. It's kind of hard to justify staying at a Disney resort without those, because you're already paying more than you would if you stayed off property.
Not to mention, like, those diehard Disney people, they're like open to close, open the park, close part, whatever. How much are you really spending time? Like, how much time are you really spending in your room?
Right.
And you could get a nice, like, residence in, place with a little mini kitchen and everything or whatever, and still spend less money. So I feel like they really need to start considering that.
Yeah. At some point, Disney's going to have to break. And look, I'm not going to go too negative. We kind of saw this coming.
Yeah.
When there were some changes made, we kind of saw it coming, and it was heartbreaking to see. But like I said, we expected it. But if you're staying at a Disney resort, I mean, you can at least Disney provide free transportation from the airport.
Yeah.
Well, and there's also some of the other benefits of staying on property was things like the actual, like, a little events that they had after hours, like the s'mores and
so
like the s'mores and the movies and everything.
Sorry about that. That was Jameson.
No, you're okay. Our
6-year-old going on 16 with an attitude, and you're already in trouble, dudes, to bounce. Anyways, like with everything going on with COVID and everything, they've already taken a lot, and now they're taking even more. And now you have to wonder, like, while I love Pop Century and the Polynesian and this, that, and the other, what's the point?
Right.
Yeah.
I would rather spend that extra money on stuff in the park.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, because without the dining plan, I mean, you know, you saved a ton of money with the dining plan.
I loved the dining plan.
So, you know, if you stay off property, well, then there's that extra money to put towards dining.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, you rent your car because you got to have a way to get from the airport to, you know, a hotel room, right? Mm-hmm. If you're not staying on property now, then you'll be able to go to the store and get stuff that you can prepare in the room.
And that's what we did our first trip. We we actually have a timeshare with Blue Green.
Yep.
That has some really nice condos there. And we're talking like 2 or 3 bedroom condos with a full kitchen and living room and grills balcony,
outside.
Really nice. And it's a fully furnished kitchen. Everything you need to cook is there. Right there. So, like, our first trip, we just, you know, we got into town, and one of the first things we did after unloading was run to Walmart.
Right.
And we, you know, we grilled out and all kinds of stuff while we were there. So if we have that, like, we could, like, with this last trip with my mother-in-law coming, it would have been probably better for us and cheaper just to do our timeshare.
Yeah.
But, oh my gosh, what if Disney came out with a timeshare type situation?
They did. DVC.
Yeah, but like, I mean, like, different.
Yeah.
Like, one building kind of that's like, just never mind.
I'm so tired. Well, you bring up a couple really good points, and I think, you know, the idea of Disney at least providing something to get from the airport to your resort, I think is going to be super important, because you can't expect a family of three or four to always be able to rent a vehicle. And you certainly can't expect those people to, and I'm not trying to throw the Uber drivers and the Lyft drivers under the bus here, but I can't imagine that you can expect every family is going to want to take advantage of something like that type of service. It sort of puts people into a position that not many people really, hey, get in. And I get it. Like it's all verified. It's all things that are good, but you can't expect every family to feel some type of way about it in the very least.
So this is my thoughts on that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, please.
Here's the thing with the Ubers and the Lyfts. They don't have car seats.
Right.
Okay. So that's another way that Disney is kind of gouging us.
Or what if you're a really big family?
Minivans, they have car seats in them. Mm-hmm. They have a little trunk where you can, you know, and I mean that minivans, I don't know if y'all price those. It's $40 one way to the airport.
Yeah, right.
That's not pocket change.
No, it's not cheap. It really isn't. And that's the thing that I think, you know, Jen and I, we rent a car, so it's not a problem for us. What it is a problem for is the family of four, the family of five. Like, mm-hmm. I work in the automobile industry, and there are not many vehicles that comfortably fit a family of five or six or seven with also bringing along all the baggage. So it's just one of those things. Like it's very confusing, and I'll be really curious to see what Disney is going to give in terms of, you know, some type of way to get to and from. And there's this talk of the train, but here's the thing: if the train drops you off at Disney Springs, you still gotta figure out a way to get to your resort. I don't know. There's just something really strange about this. I'm really not a fan of the decision. And we were talking, and I turned into the Boston guy, and I'm like, what are we doing here? There's got to be somebody, you know, who's sitting around this table going, guys, how are people going to get to our parks? Right. Like, I don't really understand, you know, unless they're going to or stay at our resorts. There's something about it I just don't like.
We need to get a good old country boy in the office up there and be like, dadgummit, boy, let me tell you what, this is what we're going to do right here.
That's right. We do.
We're offering pay rides to
There we go.
I feel like, you know, it's like I said, that the resorts are beautiful. They're great. They're so much fun. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they have the added advantage of things like the Skyliner and whatnot. But I feel like they're starting to like gouge just a little bit.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that to be negative, but I mean, the park itself is already expensive. The merchandise is expensive. The food is expensive. And then the resorts are expensive. You need to make them something that people are just going, like a deal so good or an mm-hmm. experience so wonderful that people are not going to want to pass that up.
Yeah.
Whether you know, I mean, they can offer things that's not going to break the bank for them, mm-hmm. but would push people to do it. And I have seen, you know, looking at it and stuff, people are moving away from wanting to stay on property. And right. like with the dining plan, a lot of people, like I've seen, there's like two types of people. They're like, it's not worth it, I don't eat that much, or it's definitely worth it.
Yeah.
And my whole thought on it is for us, it really is a good deal. Mm-hmm. because we have two boys and they more than I do her child. Mm-hmm. Like my brother he only has one kid. It's a daughter. And he's like, I'll take your boys. It's not like they eat much. I'm like, you've lost your mind.
Yeah.
But I mean, our kids eat a lot. I get hangry, you know, right. things like that. And while it is a good price, even without that, even if the price wasn't like if it broke even, or if we ended up paying a little bit more anyways, mm-hmm. I would still do the dining plan because it's one of those things that just, it lifts a weight off my shoulders.
It's a peace of mind. Yeah. The dining plan.
Oh, definitely.
You don't have to worry about it. Like, it's taken care of.
Yeah, you already paid
it's
for it.
Done.
Yeah. Well, you said it best. Like, when you're hangry, goodness, there's nothing nicer than walking up, getting a snack, and just saying, yeah, it's on my magic band. Like,
right.
Just,
yeah, like, here you go. Swipe. Yeah.
Which you can still do that. But my goodness, you can mess up your banking account big time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Definitely. But,
I mean, it's just one of those peace of mind things, you know, you've mm-hmm. got to take care of. It's just... It's one less thing to have to think about, yeah. budget for, consider, you know, like how many dollars do I have left on my snack budget for this trip or, you know, whatever. You don't have to worry about that. You just,
yeah.
and just if you want that like $100 yeah, steak or whatever it mm-hmm. is,
right.
like you don't even have to look at the prices. Now that right there. Yeah. is an amazing feeling. Yeah. Like, I don't give a crap how much it is. Give me it.
I would not have right. been getting lamb chop at Sanaa.
Yeah.
So, like,
no.
So.
And like, then, you know, it's not the, like, if you go somewhere and the food's not what you wanted it to be, it's still good. It's just not what you expected or whatever. Yeah. It's still not like I just paid X amount of dollars for this because.
Right.
I just got to say this real quick, Ethan. So from yeah. now on, when we're recording our shows, I'm going to tell her beforehand, hey, this is the Wolf Does, you know, Wolf Does Disney podcast. Because she never talks this much.
He said there we go. To me yeah. about it after our last podcast. He was like, what is wrong with you? What?
Aww.
He's like, you're talking a lot.
I love it.
Oh, it's okay. great.
I just been talking to third graders and second graders and kindergartners.
Yep.
So I'm talking to adults now.
Yeah. Well, most of the time I consider myself an adult.
Yeah.
I don't.
When I originally started this show, it was genuinely to find people who love Disney, who wanted to come in and talk about their love for it. And, you know, for me, this has been, you know, just a lot of fun in terms of being able to find people who love it. Because, and I think of it this way, like if we were all in high school and we all, you know, shared the same love for Disney, it would be so cool to sit at the same lunch table with you guys. But I think our 15, 16 year old selves would be a little nervous to do that. So now that we're a little older, a little bit more mature, it's nice to hang out with people like this for sure.
Are you sure about the maturity part?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh.
But no, you know, that's the great thing is we never saw this part as an option when we yeah. started. I guess. When we started, it was just us. You know, we
right.
didn't even thinking about, you know, being able to collab with others and all. Yeah. So it's been amazing.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely been something that I've really enjoyed too. I think for me, when someone tells me, hey, you know, I listened to your show the other day, it was actually really good. I go, oh my God, really? Wow. Thank you so much for listening. Like, that's so cool. And it, you know, when you guys reached out to us and we were like, hey, you know, we loved your show. Like, let's talk about it. Let's get you on. Like, for me, I was elated. I was like, oh my gosh, like people in Alabama are listening to our show. Like, that's so cool.
Well, one of my third graders today was like, hey, Miss Williams, I was just gonna let you know, I subscribed to your YouTube channel last night. I was like, wait. Oh my gosh.
Oh my
goodness.
That's
I was like, cool. What's the problem?
All right. So yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, cool. I'm not even kidding.
That's too funny. So my next question for you folks is, and it's kind of a two-part question, is when was your last trip and when is your next trip? And then because, and I'm always curious because we sort of function in this podcast community and we learn a lot of things. We find out a lot about a lot of things. And I'm curious, like within that next trip, is there anything in particular that you've been learning about from other podcasts that you want to do, that you want to explore, that you want to take in? And I'm curious for you folks, like what are those things, if anything in particular?
No kids.
Yeah.
So I want to go without the kids.
our last trip was in September of last year, which was supposed to be for the Halloween party. Mm-hmm. 2020, because we hadn't done the Halloween party yet.
Yeah.
So I'm trying hard to hold off until the fall, hopefully before too long. It's, you know, it's usually late March, early April when we start hearing about the Halloween party tickets.
Right.
So we should be getting something here in the next, you know, month or two. Mm-hmm. If we're going to have Halloween parties this year, I'm wanting to hold off until we know something about that.
So my graduation gift better be a trip to Disney.
Okay. I'm not going to argue.
All right. There you go.
And I want to fly.
Okay. Not going to argue then.
That's actually a good question. Do you normally fly? I mean, Alabama isn't too far, but so, is it drivable?
We drive.
He's a professional driver.
I'm a truck driver. Yes. So I drive all night. I drive, yeah, you know, about 510 miles a night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You should have been a fly on the wall on our last trip, though. Oh my gosh, I wanted to bop my mother-in-law on the head. So, next time, if she goes, I'm giving her a sleeping pill.
You know, I drive, you know, a little over 500 miles a night,
yep,
from our driveway to Pop Century is 564 miles.
Oh,
so for me, it's nothing.
Yeah.
And
he shows up. You would think he'd be tired and ready to take a nap. No, he gets there. He's like, let's go.
So, and we usually leave. We leave about 11 o'clock our time at night.
Yep. Yep.
So, you know, we dart across I-20 here, head over to Atlanta.
Don't get too technical, dude.
I-75 mm-hmm. south, straight down to Florida. We're there, and there's no traffic.
Yeah. You
know, we get there about time for breakfast. So what we've done in the past, we've done Chef Mickey's for breakfast when we get down there. This last time we were going to do Ohana instead. Mm-hmm. But, you know, again, 2020.
I would like a little suggestion for Chef Mickey's for breakfast.
Yeah.
I like not doing quote unquote breakfast, but getting in at their brunch.
Mm.
Because while I like breakfast,
I love it.
I'm not a big breakfast eater. Like, I can eat my weight in bacon, but I'm not a big sausage and biscuits and eggs kind of person.
Pancakes, and I'm with you. Okay.
Yeah. So if you get in around brunch, they are just starting to put out like that yummy lunch dinner.
Yeah.
But they still have the eggs and the Mickey waffles and all of that. So you're getting, you know, whichever one you want.
Yeah, we did. We did Chef Mickey's, not this most recent trip, but the trip before. And it was really good. We were pleasantly surprised. The French toast and the pancakes and like the helping of food that they brought over.
Mm-hmm. And look, so and a lot of people don't know this about the dining plan. Lord willing, we get it back. Is with every table service meal, you get a drink, right? Oh, a drink in your meal. Yeah. That drink can be an adult beverage.
Yes.
That's right.
No matter the time of day.
I got to tell you, I was extremely shocked at Chef Mickey's with their old fashioned. It was so good. I did not see that coming out of Chef Mickey's.
Nice.
Now, we never like drank, you know, like got drunk or anything like that.
Right.
Right.
But everywhere we went, we would try something new.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we always made sure of getting like, he would get one thing and I get something completely different. That way we could
share it. Yeah, Jen and I do a similar thing, and we're not huge drinkers, but you're right, you know, it does sort of provide that opportunity to maybe try something that you never really had before. And like you mentioned earlier, Sarah, like it's hey, just swipe my band, like it's all good. So
yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
you don't have to think about that $14 or $20.
That's right.
Yeah, because I mean, and, you know, you don't need a Coke, you don't need anything like that. Just get your adult beverage and a glass of water because you need your water.
And I'm gonna say, I think you can get, like, if you get an adult beverage, I think you can get a soda. Pretty sure.
You don't need to though.
You need your water, but still, if you're a soda drinker,
yeah,
I think you can.
I usually get a Diet Coke with the adult beverage and then a water afterwards. So I'm usually there with like three cups, and everybody's kind of looking at me weird. But that's me. I need a little variety. So, so what are some of the things that you'd like to reach out and do, you know, on your next trip that you've heard about from some of the podcasts that you listen to?
Something we want to try.
Yeah, something that we haven't tried yet.
Going without the kids. No, yeah. I'm kidding. Just want to get kids, that's all. Right, pretty easy to please. Let's see. There were some places that we wanted to try to eat.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's so many places we haven't eaten at yet.
Yeah, like, I think it would take us like 50 trips to eat.
To get most, all of them.
Yeah, there's so many.
But it's so hard, too, because, you know, when we go to Magic Kingdom, we want that pre-park opening breakfast for Be Our Guest, right? Yeah, we
have to find something that's just phenomenal, and it's also, like, a special routine.
Right.
Then it's hard, because, like, I don't want to walk out of there, like, blueberry violet from, Walker's Chocolate Factory. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it would be so easy.
Because, like, you know, at Animal Kingdom... in September, first time we tried Satouli. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, I gotta have cheeseburger pods every time I go to Disney now.
I can't go without the cheeseburger.
I can't. So yeah. Like I want a cheeseburger pod for lunch and then close the park down and then go over and eat Sanaa and get, you know, like
some. I think we can do it, but.
Okay. So it's just, you know, you find these places that are so good.
Yeah.
And you don't want
to break away.
Right. You're only going once or twice a year.
Yeah.
Unless you live there like some people know.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not going to say legally.
Yeah.
See, okay, that is one thing. You know, it's a special request, Disney, talking to you. I want more shoes at the parks.
Oh, okay.
Like, I have these Mickey shoes that they are the most comfortable shoes ever, and they are so cute. But, like, if you go on Shop Disney or even in the parks, like, it is so hard to find shoes. And I don't want no freaking Crocs, Disney.
I want a pair of Crocs, but they don't make them enough.
I mean, they're to wear at home or something. But if I'm going to buy shoes at Disney, it's not going to be freaking Crocs.
All right. So, Wolf, I want to go back to your question because I just thought of one.
Okay.
I don't know what the situation will be next time we go back. So I got to go either to Jelly Rolls or the Boathouse.
There you go. Nice.
Because good selection. I met a very cool guy through all of you.
Yeah.
In Piano Rob. So.
Oh, my gosh. How fun would that be if he's actually playing and I'm like heckling him the whole time?
In one of Rob's live streams, I think it was last week, he said something like, you know, when are you and Sarah coming down? I was like, dude, I'm too afraid to bring Sarah to the live show of yours.
Like we could start our own show. I could become a cast member. My whole job would be heckling Rob.
No, he's a pretty cool dude, that's for sure. And we had the opportunity to sit down with him as well, and he's what I really enjoyed about him is just a free spirit. Like he's very go with the flow, very easygoing. He just enjoys where he is, enjoys what he does, and that to me is sort of like the epitome of a job. Like he absolutely loves what he does, and that to me is really cool. It's really cool to have like that in your back pocket. Like this is what you love to do. Right. That's so cool.
I would love to heckle him. I want that to be my job.
That's funny.
Like, that's too funny. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That would be so fun.
That's what I need to do.
Yeah.
A lot of times I'll comment what she's saying.
Yeah.
So I think what I'm going to do, his next quarantines is I'm actually going to have it playing on the phone and I'm going to have her phone and I'm going to be live streaming on our channel, her him the whole time.
Oh my gosh. It's so fun.
Yeah. That's too funny.
I don't know why. It's fun to pick on him.
Well,
in life to ruin.
This is what I live with, people.
There you go.
In a good way. I want him to be laughing so hard that he can't even. I don't want to actually hurt his feelings.
Although that's a good thing.
I'm not actually being mean.
Right. Just having some fun. That's all.
Right.
Friends, Wolfpack, before we get into this next segment, let's take a brief break. Let's go wash our hands. Let's go work on our homework. Let's go do whatever it is that we need to do. Or maybe we've got to head in the work. We're listening on our ride in. So let's take just a brief moment to sort of pause, do some things that we need to get done, and we will see you real soon.
Wolfpack, a picture is truly worth a thousand words. And one thing we talk a lot about on this show is making sure you remember those vacations with the people that you love. So whether you're coming to Florida to visit Disney or even its surrounding areas, Hinson Photography specializes in vacation portraits for everyone. This is a wonderful souvenir that you and the ones you love will absolutely never forget. Visit Hinson Photography, so that's H-I-N-S-O-N, photography.com, or call 386-478-8099 to learn more about booking vacation portraits with Hinson Photography. Again, that is Hinson, H-I-N-S-O-N, photography.com, or call 386-478-8099 to learn more about the packages that they offer. The Wolf and Wookiee, a WDW podcast, is brought to you by Enchanting Escapes by Lori. Lori and her team are there to help you plan your dream vacation. So whether that's Disney, Universal, or any other destination, the Wolfpack can leave the details to them and enjoy the beauty of your destination without the hassle of the planning. Now, I'm sure you're asking yourself, Wolf, why in the world would I want to pay someone to plan my vacation? You're all about giving the tips, the Wolf tips. Well, luckily, it is completely free to utilize their services. Having to pay someone more is a complete misconception. Utilizing the master planning of Lori or one of her team members will actually save you money by always price monitoring and applying deals or promotions to your reservation. They are the ones that have to stay on hold for hours so that way you don't have to. Disney actually pays them to take care of your every travel need. And they're also there to deal with any problem that may arise while you're visiting the park. So instead of spending your valuable time at the front desk, you could be in the parks with your family while Lori is on the phone dealing with any problem. Are you interested in a free quote? Head over to enchantingescapesbylori.com and let Lori start planning your dream vacation today. Again, that's www.enchantingescapesbylori.com. Well, I've got two pretty fun games for us to play. The first one, since we're big fans of WandaVision, I thought we could do some Quicksilver fast facts about you guys. So the first one thing that comes to mind. I've got a pretty fun, what I think is pretty fun, Disney word association game, but we'll do the Quicksilver favorites first. The first one being the park. So Sarah and James, what is your favorite park?
Hollywood Studios.
Ooh, okay. And your favorite ride?
Rock and roller coaster.
Wow. Okay. Favorite place to eat?
Oh. Ooh. I think Sanaa is my favorite. Mm. With Liberty Tree being close second.
I was going to say Liberty Tree and then Sanaa. Oh.
Well, I think that Liberty Tree is such a special and specific kind of food
mm-hmm.
that It wouldn't be my number one, but it would be my number two. It'd be like a close.
But then Satouli's up there too. I don't. You got my top three right there. Whatever order you want to, it doesn't matter. That's my top three.
Okay. You see this? I'm a fatty. I like
food. Oh, don't say that.
Oh. So I like all Disney food. Well, nice. Most Disney food.
There we go. All right. I can accept that.
Chicken over at 50s.
Gosh. Oh, man. That is good. Ooh. That is so good.
Yes, indeed it is. Yes, indeed it is.
Then, like, if you get their Mama's, is it Mama's Favorites? Where it's the.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the my chicken, God.
The meatloaf.
Meatloaf, and then something else. Maybe it's a beef. Meatball? I don't know.
Oh, it's like roast beef,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, my gosh. I just love food.
Oh. Well, then you'll like this next one. What's your favorite Disney snack?
Honestly, like I feel like my memory of snacks got screwed on our last trip because it was a constant lemonade thing.
My mom, she went overboard. She just go get those frozen lemonade things.
Like every other hour, it was a freaking frozen lemonade.
Yeah, she wouldn't say nothing. She just show up. Hey, I got these.
Oh, man, not another one.
All right, so
I think my list of things that I want to try is bigger than my list of favorites because we are usually going so fast that we don't really have.
But we don't really go that fast either.
Well, I mean, we're more.
I'm going to have to say, I'm just going to have to go ahead and say the popcorn.
Yeah, I was going to say the popcorn, the OG, that's the best popcorn of life.
You get you a nice bucket. You know, we've got our Steamboat Willie one back here. We've got our Christmas tree one over here.
And just so you know, just because you get the bucket doesn't mean you actually have to get your popcorn in the bucket.
Yeah.
So I love it. And here's a wolf tip.
Yes.
This one comes from our 6-year-old Jameson. Nice. So if you're going during COVID times when you have to wear a mask and you know, you're wanting to move, but you're wanting to eat some popcorn. All you got to do is put some popcorn there in your mask.
Oh, man.
He pulled the top of his mask down, pours some popcorn in there, and just started walking. Just eating it like a horse with the thing over his
mask. With a sack over his mask.
That's too funny. What do they call that? I can't think of the word. But that's some engineering. Imagineering right there. That's imagineering at its finest. I love that, Jameson. Good work, man.
Snack and earring.
Yeah, I like that too.
Let's not even try that. That's tough. That's a tough one there.
That's cool.
Snack and nation.
I like that one too. The last one in Quicksilver favorites here is your favorite resort.
This one is hard because I think they're all very specific.
Yeah.
Like I love Pop because of how relaxed the environment is. It almost is like a constant party there, but at the same time very family friendly.
Sure.
I like where was it we were just at?
Caribbean Beach.
Yeah, Caribbean. I love Caribbean Beach. But I love it because of its location, not necessarily the stuff there.
Well, look, Caribbean Beach also has a fantastic pool.
Yeah, they have a great pool.
You know, a lot of fun there. Their main pool. Then they also have, you know, the relaxation pools that are around the building.
Yeah, they have little pools that are closer to.
But, I mean, you know, they have that big pirate ship, splash pad type area. Yep. With water slides and everything for the little ones. I mean,
What I mean by that is like with a Polynesian, the main resort is so much.
Yeah.
Like there's just so much there.
Right. I got you.
Caribbean Beach is not that way.
I got you.
it's more like the main isn't like this wow situation, but at the same time, their chicken tenders are off the chain. They have a fantastic pool situation and area for smaller kids.
Mm-hmm. And look, let's talk about transportation. It's right there. It's the main hub of the Skyliner.
Is right there. And you have like two different areas to get on it.
Yeah. So we
would go over to the other resort.
We were in the Aruba building, which was one of the last buildings. It was right there by the Riviera. Mm-hmm. So we actually just walked to the Riviera Skyliner and would get on there. Much shorter walk and all. And then, you know, yep. I think I'm going to have to go with Caribbean Beach as well.
Nice.
Just for the location.
It's really chill. It's got that island.
The island feel.
It has like the legit island out in the middle of the lake and all too. You got a playground. They've got relaxation areas on it.
So it was extremely disconcerting when I watched this. I want to say it was a crane, mm-hmm. a baby snake.
Oh,
like we were walking to the pool,
but
you know what they call that, right?
Yeah. Circle of life.
That's right. It's a circle of life.
But I mean, like I said, I think every single resort has its own special something. Yeah. Like the Floridian, I would never want to stay there because I am not that classy of a girl.
Right. Yeah,
but the Disney theming of it, the Beauty and the Beast theming of it.
Or the Enchanted Rose.
Yeah, well, there's the Enchanted Rose, and then there's the marble flooring. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right.
So at Christmas, they have that.
Absolutely beautiful. They have the gingerbread house.
They have the giant gingerbread house. They have the live band playing all the time.
Not anymore.
They just gotta ruin everything. God. Anyways, like there's so many special things about each resort.
Yeah, it's so hard to pick a favorite.
Right. I agree. One of my favorite things about the different resorts, one of my favorite, absolute favorite things is whatever one you decide to walk into has a smell that's associated with it. Oh, like the smells at the Polynesian are absolutely amazing. Caribbean Beach is the same way. Those to me are kind of like what set the resorts apart, mm-hmm. you know, is the different smells.
So. I want the candles that are the different resorts and the different rides.
Yep. We've got a couple of those here at the house.
man.
And what's crazy though is Pop has probably the best gift shop out of all of them.
I would agree. Pop
has a freaking amazing gift shop.
Yep. I think I've said this before, but I think Pop Century is on its way to no longer being a value resort. I think with like some small modifications, Pop Century could very well be the next big resort.
I don't see that happening. I've thought that.
I think that they have the value of being a better than value resort.
Yeah.
But I think it's the actual theming of it that makes it on the lower, you know, like the Floridian is so fancy and the Polynesian is so fancy, mm-hmm. and Pop Century is not like a super fancy place,
right?
I think,
it's like a giant playground.
I think if we would have seen a resort like Pop move up to the moderate resort category, I think we would have probably already seen that with Art of Animation,
okay?
So you know, I think they're going to keep them down in the value mm-hmm. category. And, you know, for a lot of reasons, like what Sarah just said, is they would probably have to do some retheming.
Yeah. Definitely.
They would have to, you know, moderate resorts, they have water slides. Right. You know, that's something else. They'd have to do some reimagination with the pools and everything.
I think they're too kid friendly to be a moderate.
Yeah.
Okay. Although, funny story about Pop, the first time that we stayed at Pop, was it finals or midterms?
Finals.
It was finals. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it is. Every time I go to Disney, I'm either in the middle of midterms or in the middle of finals. but it was finals. I was having to do some homework and studying. the kids wanted to go to the pool, so Jay was taking them to the pool, and I was going to go to the, like, laundromat area mm-hmm. and, you know, work on, like, laundry and homework at the same time. I walked around in circles forever, got lost, had a panic attack, lost my mind for a minute, ended up doing laundry, like, at this, like, one of their laundry stations.
She ended way, up, like, what, in the 70s.
Yeah,
in the
like, 70s. We were way in the 90s, away.
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
And then come to find out, like, while I'm lugging this giant thing of laundry back to the room with my backpack full of everything, I get, like, right at the edge of where our building is, and there's a freaking laundry mat type building right there.
Oh, no.
It was literally, like, 20 feet from our door.
Oh, that stinks.
I was so mad. I was like,
dang.
Are you serious right now? Right. That was
that's a disheartening feeling. It's like, oh, god damn it. Why did this have to happen to me? To me. Couldn't it happen to the schmuck down the hall? It happened to me.
Yeah, right.
I get
always happens to me. Always yeah. like, and that's how I find everything in life. I get lost and I find a new road. Get yeah. lost and I find a closer laundry area.
Right.
Yeah.
But hey, that is a, you know, a wolf tip right there. Don't bring all of your clothes.
Yeah.
You're going to have to lug that around. Definitely bring your own laundry detergent and like a bag of quarters or whatever.
Yep.
And use their laundry because it is clean. It's good quality. But make sure and check the rim around it because it eats clothes.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
I think that's where those shorts came from. Yeah, they're mystery shorts that we don't know where they came
from.
She
says they're mystery, but.
What are they like? Troy? I think they're Troy State or whatever. It's Troy University.
It's a university that's maybe 2 hours from here.
Are you serious? But we have a pair of shorts that are Troy, and I'm like, where the heck did these come from?
That's too funny.
Probably the laundry area.
Oh, well, man.
Before we get into our final game, which is a fun word association game, I would just like both of you to take a moment, tell the Wolfpack again where they can find you, all the plugs, plug away, and then I'll get into the game.
I'm here, I bet.
So, we're on all the podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio. If you're lazy like me, you can just say, hey, Alexa, play Mousers and Magic Podcast. I'm not a jerk like some people. I'm not going to activate it for you. and then you can find us on YouTube. We do all of our live streams on YouTube. So you can find us at Mousers and Magic Podcast on there. I'm looking at starting a little mini series on there as well. So kind of the idea right now that we're working out is tips with kids when going to Disney. Nice. Some do's and don'ts. When is the perfect age to travel with kids, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So just little mini segments like that we're working on. And then Facebook, Mouse Ears and Magic Podcast, and Instagram, Mouse Ears and Magic Pod. With an underscore in between each word.
There you go. Awesome. Well, again, I'll take a moment to just say thank you. I really appreciate not only your friendship, but your time. It's really been really cool to be able to interact with you guys, meet you, you know, virtually and be able to sort of continue to grow this Diz Life family that we've become a part of. It's really pretty cool. So I appreciate your time and your friendship. So I thought it would be fun today if we did a word association. So the first one that I have written down here is the word fluffy. And I would like for you to give me the first character or the first something Disney that comes to mind based off of that word. And I've got a couple of them. So if you use one answer, don't worry. You can use it again somewhere else too, if you'd like. So the first one is fluffy. So what comes to mind when you think of fluffy?
Okay. I always think of Despicable Me.
That's not Disney.
But it's so the word what fluffy. What are you doing?
Look. The Wolves podcast has said the U word way too many times already. We're not
contributing. Yeah.
We actually did an episode about that other park in Orlando, in which I titled The Other Park.
The Other Park. That's right.
All right. So this is the first thing that came to my mind.
Yeah.
The Florida humidity tends to do certain things to ladies' hairs.
Sure.
Hairs, not hairs.
Yep, there's multiples. Yes.
Yes. You have multiple hairs.
Multiple hairs. There's not just one.
So, that's the guy covered in hair.
That's the first thing.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's the first thing that came to mind is, you know,
humidity
they,
and
they walk
frizz.
Outside and the hair just, you know, frizzes up.
All right. I like that. I like that.
This may be really, really dumb, but when you say fluffy, I think of the eggs at Ohana.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Fluffy scrambled eggs are like on point.
Or the way that I look walking out of Ohana. Yeah.
Very nice. I think of this word and I think of Baymax, like going up and giving him a hug. I think that would be very fluffy. So
what was it that I found the other day? It was like a saying or something that was Baymax. It was great.
I have no idea what it was.
If you want little tip here, if you love Baymax, Shop Disney has some freaking amazing phone covers with Baymax on. Like they're so
good to know.
Like they have a lot of them.
Nice. So the next word is mischievous.
Hmm.
What comes to mind when you think of the word mischievous?
Go ahead, honey. You're over there giggling. You got something.
I was thinking about Phoenix when he tried cotton candy for the first time.
So you went that route, and I was thinking Phoenix as well. When he was trying to play tag with Drizella at 1900 Park Fair.
That was great. Yeah. Oh my gosh, he kicked.
He kicked her.
He kicked Drizella at 1900 Park Fair. And she like went really high pitched, squeaky voice. You kicked me?
Yeah.
It was great.
Actually, I put the video on our YouTube channel the other day.
Oh,
so
man.
It's the featured video right now on our channel.
That's too funny.
Okay, here's the thing that I was thinking about.
Yeah.
It's a Baymax phone cover.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Baymax like standing all squished together. And he says, excuse me while I let out some air.
Oh.
So I'm trying to get through that.
That's a knee slapper.
Yeah. I loved it. I was like, that is just so funny. Don't look at me like that. Do you want me to throw a chicken nugget at your head?
If I said, excuse me while I let out some air, you
would
be
like every other day, except you usually don't say, excuse me. He was like, honey, can
you just expect it? That's all.
I was like, really? No, I don't think I need to pop your back.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't believe you just told the internet that.
Yeah.
Internet way too much stuff.
Yeah. How about the word fearless?
Ooh.
I think of brave.
Ooh. Good
one. Yes, Merida is very fearless.
Mm-hmm. Good answer.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I was thinking Moana.
No. Okay. When I think of Moana, I think more determined.
Good word.
She is like, she's very driven and determined, and she has a goal and she's going to reach it.
Yeah.
Merida is more like, I ain't scared of nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do what I have to do to protect my family.
I mean, but she was scared. I mean, she ran away from there.
I mean, when she was a kid, and wasn't you?
Moana took on this massive crab that was all shiny.
Yeah. But I mean, she okay, when it starts out the movie,
UFC fight card all over again right here.
She's like, you know, doing all these flips and stuff, and when I think of that, I think pretty, that's fearless. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I would be scared if I came up on a bear too, but I mean,
even when Moana was a baby, she would still want to go to the ocean, even though she's been told all these horror stories about it.
Don't sure. Most toddlers want to get in the ocean regardless?
You've never of wanted to get in the ocean.
I've been in the ocean plenty of times. I've been in the Caribbean Ocean.
Like, the look on his face, he's like, oh no, what have I done?
Well, I'm sort of in the same boat. I'm not a big ocean guy. I gotta be honest. I'm not a big ocean guy.
I will sit on the beach and I will watch and listen to the waves, but yeah. I don't like getting in the water.
Nope. Jaws did it for me. I was good. I was like, yep, I'm good. All set. Thanks.
It's sharks and other creepy crawly things in the ocean, but it's also, it's gross. Like, sure. Especially the Gulf. Like, once you go to the Bahamas and you see how clear and beautiful the water is, and then you come to the Gulf and you're like, yeah, nope, that did it for me. I'm done. Sorry.
For me, when I think of the word fearless, I think of Dory, because she didn't know any better, but she swam in with the jellyfish. She went and hung out with the turtles.
Are you sure that's fearless though, or is it naivety?
That's a good point, but I guess both kind of work.
I mean, but even then, when she did remember, she still kept doing what she had to do.
Yeah,
she was like, she's really fearless in the sense that she knows something's wrong. She knows that she has this memory problem and everything. Right. It doesn't matter, and it's also a openness and a guilelessness. Like, she doesn't care who you are, where you came from, or anything at all. She's going to be your friend.
Right. So the last word that I have for you is adventurous.
Adventurous. Being married to him. He just hit everywhere.
Why you got to breathe that up? See, you talk too much. Like, why you got to call me out like that? He couldn't see that. I mean, come on.
Oh, my gosh. It's my job in life to embarrass you, babe.
And you are the best.
Oh, my gosh. Last night, I was like, he fell asleep, like, in a blink. And I looked at him, and I was like, honey, could you snore any louder? And he just laughed in his sleep. He's like, that was it, and continued to snore. I was like, are you kidding me right now? Putting pillow over your face?
All right, interest.
Adventurous.
ADV.
Why don't you go first?
I'm sorry. That's just what it kind of reminded me of. Adventurous. Yes. Remind me.
Did you use it in a sentence?
All right.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
I mean, if you think Disney and adventurous, first thing that comes to mind is our adventure book.
Yes. Yep.
Our adventure book from
Up. Great. I was thinking Carl, so it's a great answer.
Yeah, I mean, not just the adventure book, but like the dreams that they had and his, like just commitment to finally completing the adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
So now that if we all have the same one, I mean, we need to add some more here.
He would have fit with Brave also. I mean, kind of brave to trust a bunch of helium balloons to lift your house up and carry you to who knows where.
Yeah. The other thing that comes to mind for adventurous is maybe Simba. Like, he kind of goes on a big adventure after his father passes away. He meets Timon and Pumbaa, and I don't know if
that's adventurous or if that's sticking your head in the sand and running away from your problems.
Yeah. I can see that side of it too.
But eating slugs or whatever is pretty adventurous. Yeah. Tastes like chicken.
Yeah. Oh goodness.
What's something else though? We need something.
There's
else.
A lot of adventurous things when you think about it.
I mean, Mulan's adventure. I mean, that's pretty brave and adventurous.
Yep. Fearless.
Fearless. Yeah,
definitely. Definitely.
Tom Sawyer's Island. There's adventurous.
You know, yeah, that's the one area that I have not been able to get to. Mm-hmm. And it drives me insane. Like, I want to get over there so bad.
Very cool.
What are you looking at me for?
I don't know. Something just buzzed on the table.
Well, friends, first and foremost, and again, thank you so much for hanging out with me. I really appreciate it. And most certainly, Wolfpack, please go check out our friends James and Sarah with an H over at Mouse Ears and Magic. They are live every Sunday at is it 5 p.m. Eastern time. That's Walt Disney World time. So 5 p.m. Check them out. They have a great show. And they're not only great podcast hosts, they're great friends and great people. So go check them out. And as always, Wolfpack, please remember to be kind, wash your hands, and we're going to see you real soon.
All right. I'll slip you the money later.